Reducing the cost of textbooks is key for lower-income students. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Blick, assistant professor at Queensborough Community College, examines one way to accomplish this goal.
Research has shown that students at community colleges face many challenges in getting an education. One of the foremost difficulties is financial. Recent trends have shown that textbook publishers have made record profits at the expense of students. The new trend in higher education is to implement open educational resources, or resources and texts created by professors that are shared and freely disseminated for use by others teaching similar subjects. This works to reduce costs for students. My research has been how to facilitate programs to implement these resources in our own community. There are challenges in doing so, including training, funding, and a resistance to change. Funding has recently been offered from internal constituents and from federal and state programs. New York State offered $4 million to fund OER projects at SUNY and CUNY schools. The trend in open educational resources is becoming enormously influential, and as a result, students reap benefits. The challenges that students face in getting an education can often seem insurmountable. My studies show that students have issues with time management, family issues, and even hunger. The use of OERs can help students realize their dream of affordable education. Using zero-cost textbooks can make the difference between getting an affordable education and being reluctant to enroll or finish college. For many, OERs sound like a soundbite, but it has a strikingly relevant place in higher education, and continued research in this area is vital for the progress of academia as a whole.
That was William Blick of Queensborough Community College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.